各位兄弟姊妹平安。
弟兄 brothers and sisters。
咱感谢主，你看咱的执事的汉文，大家愈来愈牛了。
We thank God that the Chinese of our deacons are improving。
因为每一摆读圣经的时阵，因都落功夫，落好好去读淡薄。
Because every time they would read scripture, they would exert effort to
say it。但是最近吼，因大家较爱读我讲的时阵的圣经。
But recently, they would rather read the scripture when I'm preaching. Because it's easier to read just a verse or two. And I believe that for them to improve more, they should read longer passages. But I believe that God has put us together.
Then I believe that God has put us together.
And all of them reveal this heart of God.
So, 当然，咱本身咱皆无血缘的关系。
And we may not have blood relations.
但是，咱知咱伫龙头皆相信耶稣，咱龙中伫属灵内面加做一个家庭。
But through Christ, spiritually, all of us belong to one family.
所以，当上帝和咱做对加做一个家庭的时候
，So as God allowed us to be together as a family.
然后，我感觉更重要的是，上帝和咱有机会彼此的关怀。
But more importantly,that we have the opportunity to show mutual care.
然后当咱有好好关怀时阵，正正正就一个家庭，然后伫迄所在真温暖，享受上帝给咱的恩典。
And as we show mutual care, then we experience the warmth of a family.
所以因为这个原因，咱要今仔透过保罗所写一段经文来思想到关怀几落项重要的真理。
So because of this, we would see certain points on how Paul showed concern. Because as you would recall the previous messages I preached, we see how Paul personally was concerned about the Thessalonian church. So here Paul cannot endure the fact that the Thessalonians were under attack. Because he wanted so much to have the opportunity to visit them because he cared for them so much. So because of this reason, he sent Timothy to go to Thessalonica so that he would help the Thessalonian church. But how did Paul show concern to the Thessalonian church when they were in trouble? So I'd like to divide my message into four parts.First, we see that true care involves action. Why is it I say this? Because as you look at the background of this time, Paul has already departed from Thessalonica. Because at that time, the Thessalonian church was under persecution.
So in that situation, Paul was not able to
And at that point, Paul had no choice but to leave.
但是迄个时阵，帖撒罗尼加教会本身，伊又完受到犹太人洗数，又完面对逼迫的代志，又完产生。
But because of the Jews creating trouble, the Thessalonian church experienced persecution.
所以这个时阵，保罗知影教会迄个需要。
So Paul knows this need.
然后保罗实在车派了提摩太去迄个所在。来关心，所以让咱看到讲什么啊？关怀的确需要有行动的关怀。
So we see here that Paul sent Timothy over, and so we can conclude that care should always be accompanied by action.
你讲有时阵人遇到问题
，You know that when people experience problems,
可能有人的回应问题有无相同
？There are different responses to needs.
那有一款人的回应是什么
？A group of people would say,
是叫做一项唔知，百项无代。
They would just pretend that there is no problem.
因为你若看到问题的时阵，你自身唔知影，哎呀，你也就唔免去插屁。
Because if you see a problem and you pretend to not notice it, then you need not deal with it.
但是你要注意去看保罗啊，伊无自谦。
But you see that Paul did not pretend that there was no problem.
伊诚实地面对知影帖撒罗尼加教会有问题伫迄个所在，伊诚实又看到。
He saw and he recognized the need of the Thessalonian church.
所以保罗嗬，伊实际唔是啲次无关心。
So Paul did not pretend that there was no problem.
你知有时阵人成日是按呢啲回应问题，你知。
You know that this is sometimes how people would really respond to needs.
我讲一个例，咱就真过明白。
I'll give you an example and for you to understand more.
你知有人咧换车。
You know that some people would drive their cars.
你知有最近嗬，伫街路口嗬，伫即个瑞莎阿维纽。今晚在做细汉人呐吼，直直咧卡你窗啊靠要投钱。
You know, recently along Rizal Avenue, there would be the street children who would knock on your car doors and ask for money.
对啊，我有时阵拄到红灯的时阵，我就咧观察到底人的反应是啥物。
And at the red light, sometimes I would look around and see how people would respond.
然后我看到我人看到迄个需要的人啊过来时阵，伊来看伊吼。诶，这款人到路尾吼，有时阵会给伊物件。
And the times when people would pay attention to these children, in the end, they would end up giving something.
但是我也是看到这款人，有时阵我也是安尼。
But at times I saw some other people. At times I'm also like that.
来看伊行来时阵，我看别滴啊，叫这地气无看到伊。
The moment the children approach, they would look the other way and pretend to not notice.
啊，这款人若看了吼，无好心就歹势，所以唔看这项，唔知百项无代。
So it's as if that if you see and you don't respond, it's embarrassing, so you would rather pretend to not notice. So at times people would just pretend that there really is no need. But Paul did not do this. But not only did Paul not pretend not to not notice, but he was very concerned about the
Thessalonian church. 所以，佮伫即个所在讲，伫第一节哦，我既然无法当论了，你看咪？这是代表过伊的心是在为着将代志急巴不得了。
So in verse 1 it says that we could not bear it any longer. In other words, he was so worried about the Thessalonian church.
事实有关人面对人的困难需要的时阵，伊无对天，伊的心中为着将物件，已经正担心怪异。
And in reality, there are some people who would not pretend that there's no problem, but they would be so concerned with other people's needs.
我感觉人哦，若有这点心，我是并欣赏，你知不？
And I pretty much appreciate these people who have this kind of heart.
因为当人常常看到需要的时阵，伊会干哪？伊会去为着伊担心怪。
Because if a person truly saw a need, then they would show concern and do action.
但是保罗无停伫遐。
But Paul did not stop there.
保罗除了伊无地钱以外。
Aside from pretending that there is no problem, and aside from Paul being sorry for them, Paul really used action and sent Timothy over. I believe that if Paul can go, he will go. But then he cannot go. So he sent Timothy over.
So you can see in this particular situation, you can see
So we see from this scenario that true care always involves action. Not just from the heart, not just lip service, but there is real action.
If you look at the scripture, there is a段的经文，正正将这个观念形容出来。
There is a passage in James that truly demonstrates this concept.
这个就是讲到有一个人赤身裸体。
There talks about a person whose clothes are tattered.
然后无通食。
And he has nothing to eat.
然后伊找一个人的时阵，这个人无给伊半项，然后甲伊讲什么啊？平平安安的去吧。
So when he approaches a person, this person told him, "Go, be on your way, be at peace."
所以只有嘴讲叫你平平安安的去，但是一项拢无可以。
So he just said to told him to go at peace, but he did not help him.
本来这段经文伊咧用的吼，平平安安的去，这个是一般犹太人咧问安所用的一句话。
The term to go in peace is what the Jews would use to greet someone.
就是叫你平平安安的什么行吧。
And that means that to go your way in peace.
但是我感觉人字较死啦。
You know that it's worse in Chinese.
啊，人若无通食，无通穿，你甲讲平平安安的什么去吧，这个去真侪意思，你知无
？You know that when the Chinese say tell a person who has nothing to eat to go in peace, this go has a lot of meanings.
哦，有影无？你去吼，就去咯，有影无？
Go would means to die.
对不？所以有时阵哦，我感觉实际上的，予咱做对吼，迄个关怀实际就以行动的，对不？
So I believe that God allowed us to be together, and true care involves action.
你知，现在伫世界内面有几落个宗教是用行动来表达的。
You know that many religions in this world have showed their concern through action.
啊，我用一个来 讲啦，娘。
Let me give you an example.
我用租借来讲。
Like the 租借 foundation.
因为租借的信仰是佛教的信仰。
You know their beliefs is Buddhism.
但是你来研究佛教的信仰，因通常是一个出世的观念。
But if you examine the beliefs of Buddhism, it is they believe in an ascetic lifestyle.
我出的是离开世间，离开灵魂。
In other words, they would tend to leave this physical world and society.
但是你注意去看，现在租者路要换一条路。
But you notice that later the 租者 foundation moved a different direction.
以前变作出世的观念，转变用立世的做法来去做。
From an ascetic mindset, they go to a mindset of going in the world.
我特别讲一个 out of the world， 一个 into the world， 这个出世入世一个观念。
It's from out of the world and going into the world。
所以你若有时阵三不五时，你若看到一款人穿蓝色的 T-shirt， 加穿白色的裤。
If you see people wearing a blue T-shirt with white pants，
然后较侪是富人人较侪。
And there are more women。
然后这个是主席派出去的队啊。
This is the team or the troop that is sent out by the 租者 Foundation.
台湾最近的租者最强真特别的代志。菲律宾我也未看到。
Recently, the 租者 Foundation in Taiwan did a very special thing.
真有人要过身哦。
If somebody is about to die,
然后伊就派人去到这边厝的所在。
They would send someone to the funeral home.
对不住边厝。
To the hospital.
然后伫边厝内面哦。
And in the hospital, they would do something special. And they would discuss with this dying person. And they would ask the dying person, where do you want to go after you die? So that they would direct their thoughts to heaven. Because they believe that if you think about it long enough, you would truly end up in that place.
So, 最近有很多叫做病处探访队是安尼。
So there are many of these hospital visitation teams that have arisen from this.
但是为什么很多人参与？
But why is it that many people are joining them?
很多人为什么要用参与组织？我跟你讲，包括基督徒有人参与。
And let me tell you that even Christians would join these teams.
但是我要真慎重的讲一句话。
But I would honestly tell you.
租者的行动是一个宗教行动。
The actions of the 租者 Foundation are religious actions.
所以啊，我感觉基督徒咱用咱上帝和咱的资源用在对的所在，我要交代真清楚。
So I believe that as Christians we must use our authority or our freedom in the right way.
然后，咱唔通用在上帝无害咱用的所在。
Let us not use it in a manner that God would not approve of.
但是咱有，我感觉我有欣赏医生是因的关怀是有啥咪？是行动的关怀。
But I appreciate the fact that their care involves action.
因为因相信一项。
Because they believe one thing.
伊讲我要行安尼，行好，我才会去得救。
I do good in order to be saved.
因为只有基督教的信仰是透过耶稣基督的救恩。
It is only in Christianity that we are saved through Jesus Christ and not through good works.
但是真可惜的是什么？
But what is pitiful?
咱基督徒，咱已经凭着借着信心接受耶稣，咱得救啊。
As Christians, we have already been saved by faith in Jesus.
所以咱以为咱得救，所以咱说无行动来行好，你明吗？
And we think that we have already been saved, so we no longer do good deeds.
但是有款人无得救的人，因为伊要靠好来得救，所以因反倒等真侪行动来表演。
But people who do not know this do a lot of good works, hoping to get saved.
所以兄弟姊妹，我鼓励咱大家，那真是信了耶稣了的人，咱蒙恩得救了的人，咱伫教会内面，咱每一个罪，伊会贴心关怀。
So, as Christians, we who have been truly saved by Christ, we must love and show concern through actions. Recently, our church has done something and I pretty much admire it.
就是咱在这几礼拜里面，咱已经开始一个叫做 literacy program.
These few weeks, we have started a literacy program.
然后这个时候，咱的教会然后甲一个加加下一个公立的学堂有一个配合。
We had a partnership with a public school in Acacia.
然后咱派咱的人去迄个所在教迄款囡仔。
We sent our people to teach their children.
然后一拜一到拜五公立学堂上课。
And they have classes in the public school from Monday to Friday.
然后一到拜六的时阵，咱的人然后甲一间菲律宾人教会，咱合作 然后对家长对囡仔嚟做工。
So we had a ministry in partnership with a Filipino church to have a ministry to the children and the parents.
做什么呢
？And what do they do？
帮助这个囡仔会晓认字啊。
They help the children to recognize letters of the alphabet.
因为真多囡仔连 A B C 都未晓认啊。
Because there are many children who do not even know the alphabet.
所以我感觉关心是有行动嘅关心，是上帝所欣赏嘅。
So I believe that God loves.Care that has action.
So, 兄弟姊妹，讲咱讲到关怀的时阵
，So when we talk about care,
这个是主要咱看到是有行动的。
Primarily, it involves action.
这是你看保罗差派提摩太是一个行动。
And we see that when Paul sent Timothy over, that is an action.
那第二样，你若看书看这段经文呢，你若让咱看到关怀主要是啥物啊？是要建立人。
And secondly, we see that true care is to establish or build people up.
因为保罗在第二节伊安尼讲
，because in verse 2 Paul said,
伊讲我要找发我的兄弟在基督福音顶做上帝的执事，然后伊讲什么要坚固了恁。
As we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish you.
所以话出的保罗吼，伊咧关怀这个教会，主要要让因得到什么？得到建立。
So primarily, Paul showed concern so that the church would be established. I'd like us to understand this concept. When Paul faced the Thessalonian church, we know that the Thessalonian church was under persecution.
So in this time, the Bible says,保罗讲：“我要找提摩太去，免得恁在患难中摇动。”
And Paul said that he would send Timothy so that you would not be moved in these afflictions.
所以就让咱看这种外面的患难，这个是外在的环境。
So the outward trouble is from the outward environment.
然后当咱讲这个摇动，这个是内在这个环境。
So to be shaken is something that is in our inward world.
外在困难来。
Trouble comes from the outside.
内在摇动啊，无摇动，这个是内外这个两个无相代志。
And to be shaken inwardly, are two different things.
来，我问。
Let me ask you.
外在的环境会影响内心的世界未
？Can the outward environment influence our inner world?
会未
？Can it?
会。
It can.
对不？有人打你一个。
Someone hits you.
啊，你的心会受气未
？Would you feel angry?
哈，除了迄个是你所听的人，迄个憨憨呆咯。
Unless that person is somebody you love and you will just bear with it.
所以我相信，人若怕你，你外在会听，会影响你内在的心境。
I believe that when someone hits you, that outward pain would influence your inner life.
这个咱会看到。
And we can see this.
但是我继续问。
But let me ask you further.
外在的环境立教，是唔是咱的内在的确哈必然的吼，就按你的回应。
When outward trouble comes, should our inner life really absolutely be shaken?
Now, 这句话我用这段经文的物件带入来照讲。
So I'd like to relate it with this passage.
话这句话讲外在的困难来。
In other words, when difficulty outward comes,
是不是等于教会在时就摇动
？Does it necessarily mean that the church has to be shaken?
是不？无嘟嘟咯。
Not necessarily.
你明白？你睇到无嘟嘟咯。
Not necessarily.
对不？外在困难会影响内在些事实。
It's a reality that the outward trouble can influence our inner life.
但是事实也甲咱讲，外在偌困难，无代表心内面的确叫啥物，叫摇动嘛。
But reality also tells us that outward trouble does not always shake our inner life.
当咱内在的环境受到这外在来牵制的时阵，咱就变成真被动。
And when we are influenced, when our inner life is influenced by the outward circumstances, we are in a passive mode.
但是，咱有法当伫内面刚强的时，咱有法当将被动化作主动。
But when we are strengthened in our inner person, then we can move from passive to active mode.
所以，外出的人对我质疑，我若我当伫神的内面好势。我未受到伊嘅逼迫嚟影响我摇动嘛。
So no matter how people will treat me, if as long as I am firm in God, I will not be influenced by any outward trouble.
对不？所以咱肯定这项物件。
So we affirm one thing.
所以咱肯定外在影响内在。
We affirm that the outward would influence the inward.
咱肯定外在有时阵嚟影响，但是无代表内在暂时可以影响。
And that the outward would influence or can influence the inward, but it cannot it should not absolutely influence the inward.
保罗知影这个物件。
And Paul understood this.
所以保罗赶紧找提摩太去。
So Paul quickly sent Timothy over.
如果我要派提摩太去啊。
He said, I would send Timothy.
何里坚固啊
？So that you would be established.
干哪里坚固啊
？And why would they be established？
他讲免得你的患难中摇动。
Lest that you be shaken in your affliction.
所以代表有可能的摇动，有影无
？In other words, there's a possibility of being shaken.
但是无独独摇动，有影无
？But not necessarily should they be shaken.
但是保罗真挂意因的摇动。
But Paul was very concerned that they be shaken.
所以呢，就赶紧派提摩太去。
So he quickly sent over Timothy.
然后盼望和因在这个可能的里面，我当得到什么？得到建立起来。
That in this uncertainty, that they would be firmly established.
兄弟姊妹。咱系要关心人啊
！Brothers and sisters, when we want to show concern to people,
主要是和迄个人好些。
Primarily, we want that person to be well.
和教会好些。
For the church to be well.
唔是讲，哎呀，我是做传道人，即个我系责任，所以我就去做。
It's not that I'm a pastor, so this is my responsibility, so I should do it.
啊，是因为这是我的兄弟，我有责任，我就去做。
And that's my brother, and I have a responsibility towards him, so I should do it.
有影，责任就做。
It's true that we should fulfill our responsibility.
但是咱做唔是为着家己的责任。
But we don't do this because of a sense of responsibility.
乃是为着这个对象被关怀的对象。
But that the object of our care would be firmly established.
So, 有时阵伫教会内面，咱会去探。
So, at times in our church we have visitations.
有影无？咱关心。
And we show concern to people.
但是，阮特别来去到病处的时。
But especially when we go to the hospital.
坦白讲哦，阮做传道人，阮袂晓半项。
And honestly, as pastors, we don't know anything.
啊，阮真侪物件袂晓。
There are many things that we don't know.
但是你到病处，
but when you go to the hospital,
等医生来，
when the doctor comes,
你唔能跟医生杀先生理啊。
Don't debate with the doctor.
因为你根本你未晓嘛。
Because you don't know anything.
所以有影是医生来，你要和医生去给伊诊断对不？
So you let the doctor explain.
一提来。
And you back a bit.
我叫可以去做，但系有影无？
And never mind, let him do it.
但是我当做什么？咱我当退去多会做未
？But we can pray for them.
然后咱我当给伊扶一下那尼啊。
And we can lift them up.
主要伊好些。
And primarily we want them to be well.
所以正确的关怀啊。
So true care
是有行动的关怀。
Not only involves action.
然后正确的关怀是为着对方被建立，这个才是咱的目标。
And that true care, the object of true care is for the object of our care to be established.
迄个是看保罗下节安尼来做。
And this is truly what Paul did.
然后第三项。
And thirdly.
然后在咱这个所在看到迄个关怀除了有行动，人得到建立以外。
Aside from the fact that true care involves action and the purpose is for people to be built up.
第三，当咱讲到关怀的时。
When we talk about care.
我感觉这个要关怀的人，家己就先什么坚强啦。
The person who is going to show care should be strong himself.
啊，再有在这段经文，咱哩看到安尼。
How can we see this in this passage?
你记得保罗这个时阵，伊离开了帖撒罗尼迦。
You see that Paul at this point left Thessalonica.
要提摩太是伊的伴啦。
And Timothy was his companion.
对不？所以伊的伴等于派伊的伴去了。
And as he commissioned his companion to go.
我哩讲，人啦遇到问题吼，有伴真重要，有影无？
You know that when a person encounters problems, having a companion is very important.
但是保罗现在愿意将伊这个伴提摩太派出去。
But Paul is willing to send his companion over.
了第二，伊愿意讲什么啊？我家己一个独自留伫倒咯，留伫雅典这个所在。
And secondly, is willing to remain alone in Athens.
所以我问你哦，我家己一个做工已经无遐过。
And let me tell you that working by myself is not easy.
然后这个搬无地嘞，更加艰苦，有影无？
And it's more difficult now that my companion is away.
但是保罗吼，徛在。
But Paul stood firm.
然后伊就派提摩太去。
And he sent Timothy over.
不要紧，你去。
It doesn't matter.
我家己一个住伫雅典，袂要紧。
It doesn't matter that I stay alone in Athens.
换句话讲，面对所有的事项。
In other words, faced with so many ministries.
但是伊无因为即个家己嘅需要，然后无要派提摩太。
And he did not refuse to send Timothy just to accommodate his needs.
伊本身伊愿意较艰苦淡薄。
He is willing to suffer a little.
徛在。
and stand firm,
派提摩太出去
and send Timothy over.
所以就让我们了解啊
So we understand,
原来我们要关怀啊
when we want to show concern,
我们自己如果没站在啊
if we ourselves are not standing firm,
我们根本真艰苦帮助别人
it is very difficult to help other people.
那、我相信你坐飞机的时候
I believe that when you have ridden on an airplane,
然后有时候你会看到有很多空中的服务员啊
There are many of these flight attendants. They would announce how to put on the life vest. And if you notice, they would absolutely announce one thing. And what would they announce? If there is any crisis, for those with children, they would say,
那個、大人先穿救一生衣
The adults should wear their life vest first.
然後落尾給孩子
Then they would don the life vest for
their child. 因為人有時候要緊給孩子先穿
Because at times in a moment of weakness, the parents would don the life vest for their
child. 那是意外一來到了
But when the calamity comes,
那個老的本身也沒顧好誰要顧孩子
But if the adults are not safe themselves, who would take care of the children?
所以你就將那個是大人先穿好些，然后才穿囡仔。
So the adults should don their life vest first before donning it on their children.
这个观念是什么
？And what is this mindset？
这个观念就咱自己呐无好些，你顾不得别人。
It means that if we are not well, how can we possibly take care of other people？
你知影？我一日看一个统计。
Once I saw a statistics.
你知影自杀率第一关的是什么款的职业吗
？You know what profession has the highest incidence of suicide？
什麼？你有什麼？
Try to guess.
啊？股票的喔？
Those in the...
我看這個事情一人自殺喔，因為股票又起起落落，你也知喔。啊，不是，不是，不是。
No, it's not those who work in the stock market.
啊？你是誰喔？啊，至尊要說。
Brother...
Psychiatrist. 精神科醫生。
You know, it's the psychiatrist.
啊。真特別為什麼
And why is it so?
我跟你說你那自殺率第一就是團隊人所以你跟經濟做團隊
You know that the lowest incidents of suicide are from the pastor so quickly become a pastor
離婚率第一個也是團隊
The divorce rate is lowest among pastors as well
所以你就跟經濟做團隊
So quickly just be pastors
那 你在精神科醫生為什麼很多人自殺
You know why is it that many psychiatrists would commit suicide
因為他就面對很多問題
Because they have to face a lot of problems
我問你精神科医生跟团队人有先面对的问题上吗
？So let me ask you, at times do the problems that psychiatrists and pastors face are they the same？
上吗？上啊
！They're just the same。
为什么一个较侪自杀，一个较无自杀
？Why is it that in one profession there's a higher incidence of suicide and the other doesn't？
你系什么第特别无上是什么
？You know what's the main difference？
团队人遇到问题了吼，吸收真侪问题了，隆重听住上帝。
You know that when pastors listen or absorb these problems, they just throw them back to God.
因为上帝无限，我有限嘛。
Because God is infinite and I'm finite.
所以上帝去善隆重的问题，唔替我去善嘛。
So God let you take care of all of these problems. I don't need to handle them
myself. 那是你那是精神科医生。
But if you're a psychiatrist,
你那无上帝
，and you do not have God,
你不要听好上帝。
You don't know how to throw these problems back to God.
所以你自己来担。
So you just carry all of them on your shoulders.
早晚会死
And sooner or later you die.
你明白我讲什么
Understand what I'm
所以你原来要关怀人啊。
So to show concern to people.
这个人本身就好些。
This person should be well.
这人的生命就在神的里面徛在。
This person should be standing firm in the Lord.
我最近看一卷册。
Recently I've been reading a book.
啊，我感觉有一个，伊讲到一个传道人。
Talks about the pastor.
都对神毕业。
Just graduated from seminary. And he told his father, who happens to be a pastor too. And he said, Dad, I'm so happy I now graduated. And I've already graduated from the seminary, so I can now start serving God. And the father asked him, Have you prepared yourself? And the father told him, No, you are not capable yet. So the son was puzzled. But because I have I have already read hermeneutics.
啊，我系释经学我读了。
In systematic theology.
啊，系统神学我读了。
In systematic theology.
然后讲道学我读了。
And homiletics.
哇，做咩嘅拢读了咯
？And I've studied all of these things.
诶，最初诶最最咯嘛。
I can do it.
老伯讲未下事未下事。
And the father said no, not yet.
所以只囡仔受尽未通。
So the son cannot think of an answer.
所以佢问爸爸。
So he asked his dad.
我欠什么
？What else do I lack？
And 老伯讲一句话。
And his father said.
你欠什么？
You know what you lack？
你欠苦难啊。
You lack suffering。
奇怪。
And he was puzzled. And he said, Dad, why do you say that I lack suffering? Because in suffering, when you experience God, then that is what makes you pass. Because when you shepherd people, will you encounter a lot of suffering people? Of course you will. You will.
你若无经过苦难，经过伫神的内面经历这个物件，你真艰苦帮助到啦。
If you do not experience suffering and have experienced God making you stand firm in suffering, it's very hard to help people.
我问你，保罗遇到困难又徛在无
？Let me ask you, did Paul stand firm in the midst of suffering?
你若伫苦难内面，你若无徛在，伊无法当帮助帖撒罗尼加教会。
If he did not stand firm in the midst of his suffering, he cannot possibly help the Thessalonians.
我你讲真侪人啊，帖撒罗尼加教会有法当问甲保罗讲啥物？哦，你遇到问题，你都堕落，你就帮人话，你死了，你无法当讲话。
You know that many people in the Thessalonian church can tell Paul, you know that you have encountered this problem and you fail, so how can you possibly help us?
你就是看咪保罗伫患难中又徛在无？伊徛在。
But Paul was able to stand firm in the midst of trouble.
所以你依靠有法当实在去帮人的人。
So he can truly, or he's qualified to help other people.
所以你被关怀哦，除了就有行动以外。
So apart from showing care with action，
然后伊本身正是到动机目标是五万个人得到建立。
And the goal of care is for people to be built up。
但是呢，咱家己本身应该就干哪，就坚强。
But we personally must be strong。
你若无坚强
，If you are not strong，
你真会让人拖落来。
You will be easily brought down by people。
你强，你够有法当伫下底人，你够有法当干哪，该。
And if you are strong, it's easy for you to lift people up. We must first be strong ourselves. Or else we would ourselves fail and we cannot help other people. And this is the third point. Lastly, when we talk about care, we must have wisdom.
再有讲智慧啊
！Why do we say so？
那你来假使看这段经文的时
，If you look at this passage，
因为保罗安尼讲
，Because Paul said，
要切发我的兄弟伫基督福音顶做上帝的执事提摩太前去坚固恁，并且伫恁所信的道顶干那只，劝慰恁。
And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith. That no one be moved by these afflictions. So one of the tasks of Paul in sending Timothy over is to exhort. So I like the word exhort in Chinese.
Because 劝慰是包含了劝勉。
Because exhort means to advise,
然后包括了安慰嘛，对不？
And it also carries the concept of
劝慰这两项有这两个观念的。
Of comforting.
那我问你呢
？Let me ask you then.
保罗愿意切提摩太去。
Paul is willing to send Timothy over.
可见哦，伊已经看到提摩，看到这个帖撒罗尼加教会有一个危机的存在。
Because he sees a crisis in the Thessalonian church.
那假使保罗无看到这个危机，伊无需要派提摩太去。
Because if Paul were not to see this crisis, he would not have needed to send Timothy over.
所以，一看到危机是啥物啊？看到这款人伫这个患难中有咧干哪？有咧摇咧摇咧啦。
And he sees that there were certain people who were starting to be shaken by this crisis.
所以，伊甲派提摩太去。
So he sent Timothy over.
所以我来甲你讲，那假使是保罗啊。
So if it were Paul,
你看到这人安尼，你会创什么
？And you would see these people starting to shake. What would you say?
我咧想有几落方法，我让
你
做。
And there are many things that Paul could have said.
你去骂人，你知无
？And he would scold them.
哦，你这我这行啦，你啊，你煞堕落，你看到
？I just left, and here you are, and you fail.
伊会这样你讲未
？Can he say this?
伊嘛是我当你讲。
He could say it that way.
对不？你看我离开啦，你啊，你看你这无甲学甲好好，自己独立靠上帝了嘛
？And we just left, and you just you just fail, and so why don't you just rely on God and be firm? Paul can use this method to scold them. But Paul did not do so. Let me tell you that when you want to show concern to people, it should require wisdom. When you mishandle problems, if the person doesn't do well and there is a problem, you can scold him, you can reprimand him. And on the other hand, you can also exhort him, and these are two different things. Which is more effective? Is it to rebuke or to exhort? Which is more effective? I believe that exhorting is more effective. But you know that the Chinese are worse. Early Chinese. Nowadays they're better. The earlier Chinese are very special. If they do good, they do not praise. Because they feel that this is but right, don't have to praise. But if the child does something wrong, then you have to scold. You know that the Chinese are like this. They don't praise in good times, but they scold in bad times. And I asked some parents, and they said, that why is it that you don't praise your children? They say, because if I do so, then they would spoil their child. So do not praise your child, rather scold him, keep on scolding him. But let me tell you, you know that when a child keeps on being scolded, you know the children are very smart. How smart are they? The moment that the mom starts to open her mouth, his eyes would just shut down. Of course, he cannot do this in his mom's presence. He cannot put his fingers on his and stuck them on his ears. But his spirit would tell his ears to just shut down. And you know that the child would say that, you know, mom keeps on nagging, she's like a broken recorder. And just let her continue nagging. And just used to it. So he doesn't really know, understand what she's saying. So if a person keeps on being rebuked, then he would not improve. Now listen carefully. I'm not saying that rebuke itself is wrong. Rebuke has its own place. However, do not keep on rebuking people. At times when we want people to be built up, we must use more positive measures. Isn't it? And that is wisdom. Let me ask you. Is encouragement a greater motivator than rebuke? Which is a greater motivator? It's encouragement. Encouragement. And we clearly see this in this passage. Paul sent Timothy not to rebuke them, but to build them up. It is to exhort them. And if they do something wrong, they should be rebuked. They should be advised. This is not to scold them, but you should mention it and give them advice. But
if they need to be wounded, they should be.
But when they are in need, when they are wounded, you must pat them on the back. And that would make people be built up. Brothers and sisters, think about it. Have we ever made any mistakes? I believe so.
咱偌济时阵嘛是真济人用劝慰的方法来鼓励咱起来，有影不
？And we have, there are so many people who have also advised us and exhorted us for us to rise up.
所以我鼓励真正的关怀。
So true care
是诚实，求上帝给咱有智慧，然后帮助迄个人。
Is to ask God for wisdom to help people.
家庭三等
similar in the family.
所以鼓励做妈妈的吼。
So as mothers,
那想去责任的对囡仔开始，唔通想去念好无
？If you used to nag your children a lot, then from now on, do not nag that much.
啊，我劝你做一项。
I advise you to do one thing.
你可以懊恼一礼拜。
You praise your child.
我跟你讲，这个懊恼被什么代志发生
？I tell you that this praise.
啊，也心里的，也锁匙先开的耳啊。
That opened the key to his ears.
啊，因为诶，这妈妈今仔也懊恼呢。
And say, no, mom praised me today.
啊，你也真注意这个物件是啥物呢
？You would pay very attentive, be very attentive to this.
啊，较少杂念好无，兄弟姊妹。
Lessen the nagging.
啊，较侪劝慰。
And more words of exhortation.
相信你的囡仔会好些。
I believe that your child would end up well.
就上帝给咱智慧去做。
And may God help us to give us wisdom.
所以呢，咱透过这段经文，当咱讲到关怀的时候
，So through this passage, when we talk about care,
所以有四项三个直接思想。
There are four aspects to it.
头一项
，First，
正确的关怀就有啥咪？有行动。
True care involves action.
不是孤单心，不是孤单嘴。
It's not just in heart or in lip service, but with actions.
第二
，Secondly，
真正的关怀是让对方被建立。
The object of or the goal of care is for the person we care about to be built up.
第三
，Third，
当咱讲到关怀，咱家己也着干呐，徛在那无咱做无落去。
When we talk about care, we must be strong ourselves, or else we cannot do it.
第四
，Fourth，
真正的关怀是无法。求上帝，让咱有智慧来去处理。
True care involves that God would give us wisdom on how to show care.
但是你看到罗马帖撒罗尼加教会被建立起来。
But we know that in the end, the Thessalonian church was built up.
这是偌水的一项物件。
And this is a beautiful thing.
所以求上帝，让咱无论伫教会，无论伫家庭，好好关怀，好不？
So may God help us that we would show true care in the home or in the church.
撒个祈祷。
Let us pray.Heavenly Father, we thank you through the example of Paul that he was a person who truly showed care. He went beyond his own needs and saw the needs of others. And similarly, Lord, we pray that we would have Paul's heart, that we would show concern to our brothers and sisters, that we would show love so that when people see our lives, they would honor and glorify you. We pray that our church would be a church that would be a family, that it would show warmth and care, and so that when people see us,they would see that we are truly your followers and your disciples. We praise and give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.